A government agency says climate change will reduce the number of hurricanes, but also intensify the ones we get. And a group of scientists aren't so sure of a consensus technique for evaluating PCBs. Today is May 23rd, 2008, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
A new model simulation of Atlantic hurricane activity, which projects the last two decades of the century, predicts fewer hurricanes overall, but a slight increase in intensity for hurricanes that do occur. A report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Association said hurricanes are also projected to have more intense rainfall on average in the future. The study was completed by scientists at the agency's Geophysical Fluid Dynamics Laboratory in Princeton, New Jersey. In a preliminary study published last October in the Bulletin of American Meteorological Study, the new model was shown to successfully reproduce Atlantic hurricane counts year by year from 1980 to 2006, including the observed increasing trend. Simulations revealed higher levels of wind shear and other changes, which act to reduce the overall number of hurricanes in the model. Coming up, EPA releases its latest report on the environment, and scientists studying PCBs say current sediment effect concentrations may not be such a consensus after all. After a word from our sponsor.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
This week, EPA released its 2008 report on the environment. The report measures and reports on overall progress towards protecting the environment and human health. Among its findings, the report noted significant decreases in almost every air pollutant category between 1996 and 2002. In some categories where more recent data was provided, including particulate matter and regional haze, those trends appeared to have leveled off or increased slightly between 2003 and 2006. However, benzene, CFS, and days when air quality index reached levels of warning all continue to decrease over that period. EPA spokesman said the purpose of the report was to create a reliable set of information that can be used for year-to-year comparisons as well as planning. The agency hopes to use the same indicators over a span of years, similar to the analysis done on the 20 years of data in the toxic releases inventory. Contrasting with the results of a previous study, a new critical evaluation of PCBs questioned the degree of trust in current sediment effect concentrations, which date back to 2000. Released this week by the Society of Environmental Toxicology and Chemistry, researchers concluded that the concentrations of polychlorinated biphenyls should be used only in the screening level evaluations that typically precede more direct assessments of sediment toxicity at individual study sites. The study was published in the latest issue of the Society's publication, Integrated Environmental Assessment and Management. Researchers D. Scott Becker and Thomas Jin concluded that the concentrations for PCBs should not be used to predict sediment toxicity, nor the spatial extent of injury to sediment-dwelling organisms. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering Magazine. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening. Go Wings!
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.